Talking right now with Corey McCarville, the head coach of the Icamning Wolves, here on the Mackey Motors pregame show on 93.7 at KKRL. The Wolves entertaining Westwood of Sloan here this evening. And Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here in the pregame.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Coach, I know you guys coming off a tough one last week to an AHSD Avoca Walnut team that jumped into the rankings this week. What did you take away from last game after you got a chance to kind of sit down and watch the film, and what were some of the things that you focused on to get ready for tonight?
Well, you know, it was a lot of things like we said last Friday. We did not tackle well. We needed to be more physical at the point of attack. We left some plays on the field, too. That's the biggest thing is, you know, there's – throughout much of the first half, it was 7-0, and we had a couple plays where we thought we should have scored, you know, a couple long pass plays where, you know, we just didn't quite execute the entire play, and we didn't score. So it very easily could have been, you know, a 7-7 game at halftime, very, very easy. You know, we gave up a long touchdown right before half to make it 14-0. And I mean, if we score at halftime on a couple plays and it's 7-7, who knows what happens? So, you know, we really tried to stress that the game was a lot closer than even what the stats and score indicated.
What were some of the good things that you took away from last week's game after kind of being able to restudy the film?
Well, what we took away is we were really close on a lot of things. The offensive linemen, for bringing in four new offensive linemen, you know, the offensive line has a ways to, they have room to grow, obviously, but they actually did a better job than what I initially thought. They really did. I mean, obviously they need to continue to improve, but it wasn't as, you know, it's one of those things where you worried about how bad it was, and then you watch the tape and you realize it wasn't as bad as you thought. And, you know, we have to have a little bit of perspective here too. You know, we were starting, you know, six or seven guys, depending on what side of the ball you're looking at. You know, when you start six, seven new guys, there's going to be some growing pains, and, you know, we just have to continue to get better every day.
And Coach, a lot of times you'll hear everybody say that between, you know, that first game and the second game, you see a big jump. Where are you hoping, and where do you think you'll see that jump tonight?
Hopefully we tackle better. I mean, that's been a huge emphasis this week is tackling, and it's going to have to be. You know, the Jackson DeWalt kid is, you know, he's one of the better runners in Class A and in the entire state. And, you know, the stats jump off the page at you. And we're going to have to be better tacklers, and I think the kids realize that. Hopefully it goes well, but we realize that, you know, in the game of football, you got to win the line of scrimmage and you got to tackle well.
You bring up the DeWald kid, 5'10", about 210, physical runner, or does he kind of, does he have deceptive speed to go with the physicality?
I wouldn't say he's a burner, but he's got deceptive speed, and he's just really hard to tackle. He's just so strong, and we know that, I believe that it's his sophomore year, he was a state champion in wrestling, and last year I think he was a runner-up, but either way, He's a tremendous athlete. I've umped him in baseball. He's a good young man. I can't say enough good things about him. He's a good kid, and he's a tremendous football player. And, you know, and Coach Burkhart should be really proud of what he's got over there. He's a good football player.
Coach, how do you guys go about containing him and tackling better, and what do you want to see from the D-line and the linebackers?
Well, you're going to have to game tackle him, and really you're going to have to try to, you know, we try to be gap sound. We're going to have to be really gap sound, and that's where our biggest concern is. You know, you try not to let him get ahead of steam. You know, he's gonna get a couple yards on his own because he's so strong. But you just got to try to not give him any seams to run through and try to kind of bottle him up a little bit.
They didn't throw much last week. I'm anticipating they throw off of play action.
Yeah, yep. They have a couple play action passes. Kind of similar to what we do. It's a little different, but it's the concepts are similar.
Let's talk about you guys with the football tonight. What do you want to see? I know you mentioned the offensive line kind of growing a little bit and coming on, but what do you want to see? What do you need to do to get your ground game established?
Well, the biggest thing is you know, the offensive line played better, but we have to maintain blocks. There's a lot of times that we got to the right guy and we tried to chip off early. We have to maintain double teams. We have to maintain blocks, and we have to finish blocks. That's the biggest thing is, some of these young guys don't realize that just because you've made contact doesn't mean your job is over. You have to maintain that block until you hear the whistle. They got to have a kind of a little bit more of a mean streak in them, if you will.
What will you see defensively from Westwood?
You know, they're kind of all over the board. We watched tape last week, and we watched tape on what they did to us last year. They kind of do a little bit of everything. They ran kind of a 3-5 look at different times against us last year. They'll run some 4-4. They'll run some 5-3. It kind of depends on situations. They mix it up, trying to kind of confuse the linemen on who they're supposed to block. You know, hopefully we'll keep the blocking rules really, really simple, and hopefully we'll be able to execute.
Coach, can you attack him in the pass game at all?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we had some success with some play action passes against them last year. I know Mapleton had a little bit of success throwing the ball against them, and hopefully we're more successful throwing the ball this week than we were last week.
Coach, special teams, do they have an advantage? Do you have an advantage? Is it kind of neutral?
I think they have a very good kicker. They, you know, their kicker I thought was solid. I know the DeWald kid is also serving as their punter, so obviously that's always a concern. Lane Sams, our punter, I thought he did a nice job last week. He punted one down the middle that was returned for a touchdown. You know, we can't have that happen again, but I think special teams are pretty even.
What do you want to take away from tonight, especially being the first home game of the season for you guys? It'll be nice to have that home crowd, I'm sure, back there supporting you.
Well, it'll be nice to, you know, not have to get on a bus and travel. That's always good. But hopefully we tackle well. Hopefully we continue to see growth in all phases of the game. And hopefully the guys start to realize that, you know, football is the ultimate team game, and they can't kind of do their own thing, and they have to just do their job, and hopefully things start working out. Hopefully they start to see results from just do your job, and things work themselves out.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here tonight. Wish you the best of luck coming up in the game, and I know Nick Brinks will look forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show following the game.
Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Corey McCarville again with the IKM Manning Wolves. We'll be back. More of the Mackey Motors pregame show. We'll send it to Nick coming up next here on 93.7 KKRL.